There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Yes, the president is very visible when we have these flashpoints, when the media is paying attention for good reason to some of the very significant entrenched challenges in communities across the country. But what's also true and what is undeniable is that the president is focused on these issues even when you guys aren't. There is significant police presence required to respond to whatever significant event has occurred in that local community, and the president's reluctance to draw resources away from that immediate response is the reason that he doesn't often go right away. The point I'm trying to make here is that's not just an excuse. That's an actual fact about what happens when the president travels somewhere. I don't want to leave you with the impression that in a week or two we're going to wait for things to calm down. The president's automatically going to go. That's not the current plan. It could be added to the schedule, but that's not the current plan.
All right, so the Prez, why hasn't he gone to Baltimore? That was the big question. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And what happened in the van as we focus our attention once again on Baltimore, Maryland, and the Freddie Gray arrest and transfer? This is the question. What happened in that transfer? The mystery gets a little bit more murky. It was a 40-minute trip, and there are things that we don't know, and there's things that are now confusing, reports that don't match up with what one prisoner said in traveling in the van. So in saying that, investigators, of course, found that Gray was mortally injured in the van and not during his arrest. That was reported widely all over the place on Thursday. And that is from several law enforcement sources who are talking about it. Police told reporters they learned of an additional stop the van made when it was going to the police precinct. So now there was this second stop. Also, the officer and an officer involved in the arrest thinks Gray was injured before he was even put into the van. A second prisoner who was picked up after Gray told the investigators, remember, he thought Gray was initially trying to injure himself, and the Washington Post pumped that out there, then turned that around. The facts that we do know is the 25-year-old Baltimore man who severed his spine, a severe spine injury, died a week after his arrest. So there have been debates, riots, craziness in Baltimore. And a lot of conversation in your backyard and my backyard because people are watching it. They were watching on Monday as Baltimore was burning. A 10 o'clock curfew kicks into effect. For 3 nights, it's been that way. And there were still some protesters on the streets. But activists and community people were telling them to get off the street. Go home. Just get out. Go home. And then there was even a body that was found a block away from a pharmacy that was looted and set on fire during Monday's rioting. CNN was reporting that when I was watching. Then there was, it was discovered ultimately in a parked semi-truck. They didn't say if it was a body of a man or a woman or there's any connection to the riots. Nobody has said anything about that yet at this point. It seems as though it could be a driver, they're saying, that's been said that the driver's missing, so they think it may be this driver at this trucking company. But a Baltimore police investigation into Gray's death, because they have looked into it, found no evidence that he died as a result of the injuries caused during his arrest. The medical examiner had determined Gray's death was caused by a catastrophic injury after he slammed into the back of the police van while inside it, breaking his neck. A head injury he sustained matches a bolt in the back of the van. That's one of the things that's been quoted out there. If that matches, well, how is it possible? It's not possible that it matches. But it's unclear as to what caused him to slam into the back of the van and whether he caused the injury. The Department of Justice is looking into it. And the autopsy report on Gray could be delivered to the state's attorney's office by Friday or the beginning of next week. How about that? So there are some definite facts there, and there are some interesting new revelations. The second stop, the bolts, that the rumor about the bolts in the back that matches where he would have been hit in the neck. And they still have that curfew, and they still have people on edge, and everybody who's a pundit, politically especially, is commenting on the impacts of Baltimore. The other side of this story is, now there's a debate as to whether thug is a new racial slur. And I don't know, I don't understand why the word thug, frankly, is now considered to be racial. Could you not use thug for a white person or any person of any particular origin? Yes, and I would say I have used that to describe lots of people. And this is a term used by the press, by the Baltimore mayor, to characterize rioters. So now there is this new debate over the word thug. A Baltimore city councilman said, of course, it's not the right word to call our children thugs. They're children who have been set aside, marginalized, who have not been engaged by us. No, we don't call them thugs. And there was another reverend that I happened to see in a couple different shows, the Reverend Jamal Bryant, who was saying that same comparison, that the president of the United States is dead wrong, and so is the mayor, that they're not thugs. And they are upset and frustrated with children. But they're not thugs. Whew. So all this unrest, conversation sparked by the words thug, and the definition of what that means, the death of Freddie Gray and funeral and what happened afterwards, is at the heart of what this debate, you know, is pulling at. The mayor tweeted out, I want to clarify my comments on thugs. When you speak out of frustration and anger, one can say thugs in a way that you don't mean. She said, that night we saw misguided young people who need to be held accountable but who also need support, and my comments didn't convey that. Ugh. Always having to re-explain what one says. So, whatever you call them, does it really matter? What really matters is that Baltimore should not have been overrun by its own people. That shouldn't have happened to kick the week off. Coming up on America Tonight, I played a little golf in a pro-am for the LPGA. The Volunteers of America North Texas Shootout, what happened? And a conversation with Lydia Ko about donating her check, should she win or however she does, from the tournament to help Nepal. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I'm going to tell you about my wild odyssey on the golf course. But speaking of wild, boy, it's crazy in Baltimore. And it's getting deep when it comes to the politicians and everybody jumping on their opportunity to spew out whatever they think ultimately links Baltimore to other things that have happened in the United States. And it's still very unclear many of the big details on Freddie Gray. If you want to throw in your two cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Let's go out to Izzy in Missouri. Hello, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. I got to talk fast because I got to get to the Kentucky Derby, too. The word thug is not going to be hijacked. Sorry. A thug is a thug is a thug. They've hijacked the word gay. They've hijacked the rainbow. They've hijacked the word cracker. I'm sorry, you don't get thug.
This is I think it's ridiculous.
It is. It's stupid. What do you? Okay, next will be punk. What do you call these people that go out and rampage? Okay, we
a thug.
Instead of thug. I mean, these are
yeah, that's worse. Yeah.
Give me a break.
I agree.
And these aren't children, by the way. Oh, last night your guest did annoy me. I said, I won't be calling Kate tonight because I won't keep it cool.
Yep.
Anyway, no. Part of the problem here is the sublimation going on. I mean, there's not... Do people not realize what's happening is that, oh, well, They can do it, so I'll do it.
Right.
And
That's it. You nailed it. That's it.
I mean, and that's called sublimation. It's a psychological flaw.
Yeah.
And it's just part of more cloud given stuff. So, you know what? It's all a bunch of garbage. And those little thugs should be punished. And actually, they should have been shot. Some of them should have been outright shot. One warning shot and the next one goes in. Knock it off. Other than that, I don't have much to say because I'm going to tell you my picks for the Kentucky Derby.
Let's hear them.
Ocho, Ocho, Ocho is my first pick. I love that horse. He did me proud in the Delta Downs. And my second pick, and I don't like betting against horses in the same race, but Sally Farwright's running in this race, too, and so is El Kabir. So those are my three picks, and I've got money on all three.
El Kabir coming, breaking from the seventh spot. I like El Kabir, too. Wow. Cool.
I don't look at what their position is.
Uh-huh.
I look at the horse, and I look at their head position. And Ocho Ocho, boy, when Hardy came to Hardy, he came out with that nose to win Delta Downs. He had that nice long stretch, and I'm like, yes! So I'm a 50-1 odds for this. I'm going with Ocho Ocho Ocho. All mine are long. I always bid long shots.
Sure, I agree with that, because why not have some fun? If something happens, that would be great on the long shot. I love it. So we've got your three. Izzy, good luck on that. Thanks for the phone call. I like the one horse that Izzy mentioned. Mine is the obvious choice, American Pharoah. It's hard to go against Bob Baffert, the trainer, who I think is so good. I mean, of course, the horses can do anything, but there's a reason why Pharoah is, you know, American Pharoah is in there. So for me, for my money, I would definitely have Pharoah in there. But the long shots, Izzy's right on the long shots. If you're going to have some fun, the long shots are the way to go. I mean, you know, because if there's going to be any kind of a payoff, especially when you're just betting little money, it doesn't, and I'm assuming she's not betting $1 million, then it makes much more sense to do that. Anyway, just for fun. And she likes that horse, Ocho, 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 which is 50-1 odds. Probably gets bet down perhaps a little bit more. There's another horse. I just like the name of the horse, but I think this horse has a chance of perhaps taking show, Carpe Diem. So if I were doing a trifecta, I would put American Pharoah in there. I would put also in there, I would put probably, because I would want to throw a long... I wasn't going to throw a long shot in. See, I've been breaking these numbers down. El Kabir would be my number two. And then my number three would be... I'd probably go with American Pharoah, El Kabir, and Dortmund. That would be mine. So I got the two Baffert horses in there, who's the trainer. And then I have El Kabir in there. You may have somebody different. You might have some inside scoop on the Derby. I don't know. If you do, please let us know. How about Grim? Grim joins us now. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Well, I'm glad Izzy got on because she's right. And I believe I was the first one to call you and label them as such. But I did it as an adjective saying they were acting like thugs. Now, I do... Kate have a copy. It's an older version of Ballantine's Law Dictionary, and it goes back to 69, the copyright. I don't have a current one, but it's the liberal lawyer's dictionary, and I tried looking it up, and nowhere do they define what a thug is in it. I wish I had a copy of Black's Law Dictionary, which is more of the conservative lawyer's dictionary.
Right.
Possibly listed in it. But I do have a definition in my American Heritage, and it labels him as a cutthroat or a rough man, a hoodlum. And historically, which I think this is interesting, it says one of a band of professional assassins formerly active in northern India. So that's historically where the word thug come from.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, kind of interesting. But, like I said, I used it as an adjective. But still, mm-hmm. yet, it is a noun. And, yeah, Izzy's right. They were acting like thugs. What I really would like to know is who sent out the email to that high school.
Right, exactly. Kind of the purge scenario, yeah.
How high up in the air? How high up does it go?
Yeah.
Because that's treasonable. That's the thing as screaming fire in the theater.
Yeah, I agree. And that was a nasty piece of business for sure.
And they influenced a bunch of adolescent minds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that young mother is being prosecuted for what she did, which she did right, because that's when you do hit the child, is when it, you know, you got to put the fear of God back into them.
Right. I'm not going to have my kid doing that. Yeah.
I mean, there's a difference between, you know, beating a child for something not so severe and then reinserting the fear of God into them.
Right.
Because she's working hard, like I said before, to put food on the table, and they've made it in their life, and she doesn't want to see her son go downhill. But what kind of incentive is it to her boy now that he's hearing all these liberals defend him?
Right. What's the incentive? Meaning, yeah, why not be like the rest of the pack? Exactly.
He's confused.
Yeah.
He's getting two pieces from adults' scenario, and I'm telling you, the liberal side is wrong.
Right.
You know, like you said, go stand in the corner. What good does that do?
Nothing.
It doesn't teach them nothing. It just gets them over there and dwelling, you know, why am I here? I shouldn't be here. It's just they're demoralizing our youth.
Yeah, I have to agree. I absolutely have to agree. And the problem to me is this is what you get. You know, we cannot, it starts with the things that go back to, everybody gets honorable mention. You can't do this with kids. You can't do that. And with the soft gloves and the soft touch, look what happens ultimately and how they're, you know, railed up it says go for it, and they don't know any better, or if they do know better, they don't care. That mother made a huge statement doing what she did, and now look what happens. Thank you, Grim, for the call. Coming up next around the bend, we're talking a little golf, a little more sports. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Oh, that's what it was like for me, folks. Yes, indeed. I was out at the Pro-Am, the LPGA, North Texas, really, the Volunteers of America, LPGA, North Texas Shootout. They invited me to MC a panel with past, present, and future players and women in the media and what golf means to them. And it was really an honor to do that, actually, to tell you all that. And then they asked me to play in the Pro-Am, so I did. I was kind of, you know, on that cut line. Should I play? Should I not play? And I decided, yeah, I got to go for it. So on my team, I also was playing with Jose Guzman. Some of you might remember him as a Texas Ranger pitcher and a Chicago Cub pitcher. He finished his career with the Cubs. Very nice guy. He was fun to play with, and he made some key putts. And I think between Jose and I, we were the anchors in the putting department for the most part. And the two pros I played with were Athahara Munoz, and she was delightful. Lives in Florida, lives in Spain, went to Arizona State University, has a great swing. She's in the money after the first round. She's right up there, so she'll probably make the cut. The cut would be at 70. And then the other player that I played with was Hani Jang from Seoul, South Korea, and she was absolutely wonderful. You hear the little brief conversation I had with her. Anytime I hit a great shot, she'd say, Katie! She'd scream it out. And then she actually made me feel really good, and she would fist pump us and all that kind of stuff. And she practices hard in her English, and her English, her caddy told me, is getting better and better. And both of those women, one, you know, Munoz, almost 30, and Jang, a little younger in her early 20s, both have a lot of momentum behind them and are doing pretty well on the tour. Now, one of the most popular players is Lydia Ko, and she's the world's number one. I mean, she's dominating the tour. She just turned 18. She came off of San Francisco and then made the stop in Texas, and she struggled her first time out of the gate and is, you know, did not shoot well. She's in danger, in fact, of not making it in to moving day on Saturday. But she made headlines for saying that she, you know, she made news for saying that she would donate whatever she wins to Nepal. And, of course, the horrible things that have happened since that earthquake and the death toll that just keeps rising. The number, unfortunately, keeps getting bigger and bigger. And they're saying, you know, now 6,000. So at least 6,000 confirmed dead. So it's very sobering to hear that number. But Ko, it really has tumbled down the leaderboard. Like I said, she fell 9 shots behind the lead, 4 over 75, so she's jeopardizing her cuts made streak because she has quite a streak going. I had a chance to catch up with Lydia for a few minutes and talked about a couple of different things, and here is that conversation.
I was talking to you up there about coming to Texas, and this is the first time you said you had even been to Texas. So I'll ask you that again. When you come to a tournament like this, how do you get a feel for the course?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the big things is just week to week, the grass is different. So, you know, I heard that, you know, around the greens it's Bermuda, and last week I think was some type of bent. So, yeah, you know, to kind of have to change within a couple of days is pretty tough. So, you know, I tried to kind of get used to the grass here, and, you know, also just the course setup itself, you know, from course to course it's different. So, yeah, I know this is definitely a different course to last week. So yesterday I just played a quick 18 and tried to get myself a good feel of the course.
Is there one particular shot that you work on? Is there something you're really excited about? What part of your game right now?
I mean, I hit the ball, you know, well last week, so I was in, you know, I gave myself, you know, quite a few opportunities. So, you know, if I hit the ball like I did last week, I know that, you know, I can be a little bit more aggressive. But here, you know, because it's a little bit undulated, you know, you can get some slopey lies. So, you know, I think that's going to be one of the big things, you know, this week, where you're not going to get the most even flat lies. So to kind of bounce the feet and, you know, get good balance is quite important.
That's good for me. I'm playing in the Pro-Am today, so you gave me a good tip. Last question. Playing at Augusta, that's been talked about. Your LPGA commissioner has talked about that. What would that mean for you?
I think it's pretty amazing. You know, we've got great players on this tour, you know, great people, great players, and, you know, even the fans themselves, it's growing. This, you know, the women's game is growing. So, no, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if once there was a ladies' masters. I think it would be great for the game, and, you know, like I said before, you know, it might not happen, you know, when I play or maybe at the end of my career, but, you know, even if it happens for the juniors that are, you know, maybe yet to even be born, no, I think it'll be great, and, you know, everybody, you know, that has been to Augusta says it feels like you're walking into a postcard, so that's amazing, that's how amazing it is, so I think it'll be pretty awesome, and, you know, I've never been to Augusta, so I would love to, you know, go and see.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
All right, so Lydia Ko, whose hometown is New Zealand, but she lives in Orlando, Florida, and has won well over, you know, almost $3 million on tour, and that including all the endorsements and everything else, is a very popular player and is very calm and whatnot for her age. She just turned 18 years old. So young, 18 years old. So I played with, as I mentioned, in this golf tournament for charity, and I played with Hani Jang, and I had a quick conversation with her also about the course, and I kind of goaded her into telling all of you how I play. Here's what she said.
So just how do you think the course is playing right now?
This course, I think it's very difficult, this course, but I think it's really nice weather. It's a little different than last year. Last year's green is firmer and the fairway is really hard, but this week's like just a little raining and really soft in the fairway and then green. I think it's a little bit more easy than this year, yeah.
What's it like to play with me? Do you think I'm a decent golfer? Be honest.
I think you're a really good player. I think so. You're really good player. You both always straight ball the fairway on the greens. Very easy player. Really good. Yeah,
All right. True.
All
right. Han is my new favorite player, and it's so fun to play with her. Thanks so much for stopping by NBC.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so you have to love that. She said I hit the ball straight, and then I was good on the greens because my putter was working that day, and it's not always that way. But anyway, she's very, very cute. It was really a lot of fun to get a chance to go out there and try and represent the best that I could represent. All right, speaking of sports, you know we do that thing called Nail the Score. And that means in the NFL season, the game of the week, we do it for one segment. You get to call in or write in when I announce what the game of the week is. So for the NFL, it was all about what was going to happen in the draft. And as expected, Jameis Winston went first, the quarterback from Florida State. He is now the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Whether that pays off for Tampa Bay or is a disaster because so many off-field things happened with him. There was a concern, or at least that was one of the knocks on him, as to, you know, how would he do in the NFL in making that transition. And I don't know, going from Florida State to Tampa, he may surprise a few people that are already dogging him before he's even jumped in there. You know, is it risky or not? I mean, any of these players, who knows what happens once they make the leap, because it's a much different game, of course. And then Mariota went to the Titans. So number one and number two, there was a lot of talk of trade and that probably there would be some kind of a trade move. But lo and behold, they didn't do that. Marcus Mariota was the number two guy and says he's going to make quarterback, period, on the very first day. That's what's going to happen to him. And the general manager, Rustin Webster, really liked him, and the coach, Ken Wisenhunt, liked him a lot, too. They went through that whole pre-draft thing and decided that he was the one. He was a star at Oregon, and he was absolutely coveted by a couple of teams. The Philadelphia Eagles, the Bears were trying to get some kind of a pick there to see if they could get him, and nope, that didn't happen. They didn't trade. And then if you go through the rest of the draft, there wasn't necessarily any great big surprises, I don't think. You know, defensive ends, a defensive end from Florida, Fowler went third. Down the line, if you looked at the Raiders, there was a lot of talk about what the Raiders would do because they had the fourth pick and would they make some kind of a move. And they didn't surprise anything, I don't think, with their decision going with the wide receiver from Alabama, Cooper, Amari Cooper, who was tremendous, and they certainly needed help in that department. So coming off of what I saw anyway, I can't tell you that there was anything that was absolutely shocking. I think the draft played out the way most people thought, other than some of the trade moves that would there have been more movement, and not to have two quarterbacks, the two things that I said, two quarterbacks going at the top. It's such a rarity to see that. A lot of times you'll see the quarterbacks drop and drop further down. Maybe the one, the blue chipper chosen. But you had two blue chip guys really at the top of the draft, so that's probably why it went down that way. And the Dallas Cowboys, for all of you Cowboy fans, I got a lot of people who were asking me, what are the Cowboys going to do? They picked at 27, and they picked a corner out of Connecticut. Cornerbacks are at a premium sometimes. Stay with us.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, paper, they may have some fun and arrive a little later. Trucks, outdoor boxes, and farms to assigned destination. There is no harm, no accurate devastation. Planes, United States from Canada to Mexico, destination as stated. Fuel gas from Texaco, scheduled as noted.
You gotta love that. I was getting mesmerized. It was hypnotizing me listening to that. You know what it means. It means that it is time for the mailbag here on America Tonight. Wow.
You have mail, mistress.
I love it. All right, this one comes to us from Betsy, who says, Kate, boy, do I get a kick out of your show. You go, girl. Baltimore, right on. Those people are thugs. I don't care how old they are and who we're talking about. They're thugs. What's wrong with the word thug? Everything that's become controversial these days doesn't seem controversial at all to me. I'm a pretty open-minded person, and I don't understand. I can think of words that are a lot worse. Please, give me a break, people. Clean up your city. How about that? Focus on that instead of what the words are. Well, you know I'm going to agree with that, right? Of course. It's what I said. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, we move on to this one. This one from Hal in Illinois. Hello, America, tonight. Welcome to Patrick. And glad Nathan is staying on board. I pay attention to all of your boys at the network. The Freddie Gray thing is troubling in so many ways, Kate, because like everything in life, it seems where there's smoke, there's fire, controversy, what happened, who saw what, and who heard what, and why was there a second stop, and what does that mean, and what is a rough ride in a police van mean? Was he slammed in the van, or did he slam himself? Without video, it is going to just be a he said, he said, he said. I think it all goes away, but not quietly. And once again, you have people, some of them peacefully protesting, which I applaud that, but raising their hands and walking in the street. And how many times are we going to see this in how many different cities? We are starting to have more than a real problem here in the United States. What do you think? Well, I don't think that I call it stirring the pot and whipping up the pot into a frenzy, meaning wherever this is happening is not good. It's not. I believe in freedom of speech and anybody's right to protest whatever it is they're protesting, as long as they're not throwing bricks and bottles and all that other stuff. I mean, look, you had a guy that was being interviewed on a local TV station. And he said, you know, we didn't do anything wrong, and I don't understand, and look what happened to me. And he lifted up his shirt, and his skin was cut. And then the person interviewing him said, well, how'd that happen? So you weren't doing anything that happened to you? No, I was throwing bricks at the cops. So I was heaving bricks at the cops with my friends, and they shot beanbags at me, and that's how I got this little scrape on my side. Come on now. What do you want the police to do? What are they going to do in that case? Here's one from Gerald. Kate Delaney. Listening to you is like a breath of fresh air, sister. I'm wondering a couple of things, like what are you going to do with your Kentucky Derby picks this time around? I haven't heard you mention very much about the Derby. I haven't actually mentioned, I don't even know if, until tonight, I don't know if I have mentioned very much about the Derby at all. I like three different horses, because usually for me, what I do is a trifecta, and sometimes it's a box trifecta, which for all of you out there simply means you pick one, two, and three, and if it's a box, it can come in any order. Of course, it's not as giant as a payoff as a straight trifecta would be, if you want to go that route. But, you know, I was looking at so many numbers, and I just went back and looked at so many numbers, and I don't know, one of our favorite callers, Izzy, called in, and I think sometimes there's paralysis by overanalysis, and maybe I overanalyze too much. Okay, I like American Pharoah, who, of course, that horse is a favorite, coming out of the 18th slot, and the odds are not, you know, small odds to win the whole thing, good odds to win the whole thing, so you're not getting much of a payout on that, but American Pharoah is 18, breaks from the 18 hole. And then I like El Kabir, which breaks at a 7, so the number is 7, if you want to know what the number is, as the number 7 horse. And then after that, I like the 8 horse Dortmund. So I actually have two Bob Baffert-trained horses coming in win and show. And then, you know, win place or show in place is El Kabir. So I hope I answered that question. I think I've now said that a few times. But don't go by what I tell you. Go by what your gut tells you if you are going and making a little bet just for fun or just betting with your friends for fun. Not real money, of course, but whatever it is that you're doing. Let's take some more. This one from Jan, who says, Kate, your dumb things is so funny. It is so funny. I laugh my head off every time I hear you do that portion of your show. People cop to the weirdest, sometimes the weirdest things that I can't even imagine why they would even mention it in a funny way. And sometimes what I hear is the things that all of us do, and you say it the best, that it makes us all human. So it's okay to make mistakes and to laugh at those mistakes. Yeah, sometimes, though, you can't laugh at the mistake right away because it's not funny. You're in the middle of something disastrous, and you have to cope, and you have to deal with it. So you're not really saying to yourself, wow, this is fantastic. I got two flat tires. I'm here on the side of the road. It's pitch dark. Yeah, you're not thinking like that. You're muttering under your breath, most likely. Here's one from Inactive. I think Inactive has now emailed us a couple of times. I get the joke. Haha, Inactive. And Inactive says, hello, America. Tonight, not to pile on to the Baltimore situation, but when I heard today that you cannot use the word thugs as it was put by one radio host, I thought, wow, that's outrageous. Now we have to control our language to the point where we don't even recognize ourselves. What's wrong with calling rioters, looters, people destroying personal property? What's wrong with calling them thugs? That's what they are. Thugs. Touche. Touche is what I say back to you. All right, absolutely. Here's one from Jake in Austin. He emails, if you've listened to my show, he listens to the show often. He listens to it. So he emails us a bunch during the week, and a lot of times his emails are some of the highlights of the week because he's so, so funny. And then sometimes he's very, very serious when he sends us an email. And this is on the more serious side. Kate, did you see that the Port of Los Angeles police chief was indicted for corruption? You say it, follow the money. And if we're going to follow the money, it's not a shocker that it led in this direction, is it? No, but it's not good for the port. Remember, they had the lockdown of the port for good reason. Because look what happens. They've got a police chief who was on the take, who they indicted for corruption. So any of the problems they were having or shipments that were coming in with something contraband that shouldn't have been there, of course it got through. You knew that there had to be some person on the inside, so that was your inside guy. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. Make it count, everyone.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.